In the headlines, relatives of last night's shooting victim call for action to deal with the spate of gun violence and get illegal firearms off the streets. Wesley Hall Junior School forced to close half day due to an apparent sick out by staff. The SSA working to erase a garbage collection backlog. As the Unity Workers Union threatens another strike during the T20 Cricket World Cup, Bridgetown businesses hope for a pickup in business from the cricket tournament. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon, I am Ronald Clark. Relatives of the latest shooting victim want strong action by the authorities to deal with the spate of gun violence and get the illegal firearms off the streets. This follows last night's shooting of Kimo Seeley of Sergeant Street, St. John, who suffered a shotgun blast to the chest and neck. Police say around 9 p.m. they received a telephone report that a man was shot and had collapsed in the road at Sergeant Street. Responding officers learned that a man was riding his motorcycle to his home when he was attacked by two armed men who shot him in the chest and neck. The two men fled the scene while the victim was transported to hospital in serious condition. The injured man's uncle, Michael Seeley, tells Starcom Network News he was watching television when he heard the loud shotgun blast and that the attackers seemed to have been waiting to ambush their victim.
Maybe noon in the afternoon, I was laying down and I heard this loud gunshot. They sung like a cannon explode, but I didn't come out the same time. Then quickly, so I come out, I saw a motorcycle right here by the step here. And then he went back this way. My nephew came out, he went further. And then shortly, within about 5 minutes after, the police came. The people that come, like, they come from behind that paling there, so from the back of there, quite behind it, a little dark. And then I hear this loud, maybe four bang. Sorry, yeah, like a loud shot, like bang, three or four loud. That's why right here.
Mr. Seeley believes the gun violence needs to be dealt with.
I feel a lot of guys trying to get a lot of these guns off the streets. You know, something really wanted, because I don't think nobody should be in fear. Nobody at all should be in fear. No, there's a... Something really serious needs got to be done about this gun violence. See, it really got to look into. It really scared me at first, to be honest with you. It had me a little shaken up a little bit. It's terrible. A lot of shooting, you know. It's not right at all.
Michael Seeley, the uncle of shooting victim Kimo Seeley. The Sanitation Service Authority is working to erase a garbage collection backlog resulting from last week's work stoppage. SSA Chairman Ramon Aline tells Starcom Network News operations have returned to normal after some SSA employees were off the job last Monday and Tuesday demanding disbursement of a promised incentive payment.
Status is normal. All workers are back on the job. We are trying to address the backlog that might have occurred in specific areas, Christchurch, parts of St. Philip, St. George. And we've had to put on some extra shifts in the context of trying to clear it. But we have a schedule. I would imagine that anyone or area outstanding will be dealt with.
Mr. Aline insists payment will be made to workers as soon as the details are finalized.
As I said before, and I repeat now, there was no substantive dispute. The ongoing discussions in relation to implementing the government-proposed incentive program are ongoing. Once they are settled, the workers will receive the benefits that have been indicated by the Prime Minister in her announcement.
SSA Chairman Ramon Aline. The National Union of Public Workers, businesses in Bridgetown say they are not yet seeing the anticipated benefits from the T20 Cricket World Cup. Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, says that businesses are reporting slow sales, including those that had stocked up specifically for the event.
I've been seeing with many of the retailers in the city, and those who are in predominantly tourist-related items, souvenirs, tobacco, alcohol, some of which have also gone out and done other items related to cricket, so cricket paraphernalia, West Indies gear, that sort of thing, have reported that sales have not been what they expected. Personally, the other retailers are telling us they've not seen anything, but we're going into the part now where rubber meets the road.
Mr. Abed says businesses remain optimistic and expect to see an increase in sales as the finals of the World Cup approach.
We believe strongly that once people are here, ready for the finals, that they will want to do more than just lie in the sun or drink alcohol and have sumptuous lunches and dinners, that they will come to Bishan and the other malls to shop, and we're hoping then that that will translate into sales. We're still a good 2 weeks away from that, so I'm very hopeful it does materialize, but currently it's not what we were hoping for.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. An early morning earthquake with a magnitude of 4.0 rattled the capital of Trinidad and Tobago, but there were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. The Seismic Research Center at the St. Augustine campus of the University of the West Indies said the quake occurred at 6:56 a.m. at latitude 11.18 north, longitude 61.60 west, and at a depth of 19 kilometers. The quake occurred one day after a 3.5 magnitude tremor rattled Antigua and Barbuda, Guadeloupe and Montserrat, and 6 days after a 4.1 magnitude quake was felt in the nearby cities of Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago, and St. George's, Grenada. There were no reports or injuries or damage on these islands. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has disclosed his six-member war cabinet, a widely expected decision that follows the departure of opposition leader Benny Gantz. Israeli media report that sensitive issues about the war with Hamas in Gaza will now be decided by a smaller forum. Since Mr. Gantz quit 8 days ago over what he said was the lack of strategy for the war, there have been calls from far-right ministers to take his place. By dissolving the war cabinet, Mr. Netanyahu avoids a tricky situation with his coalition partners and international allies. Spokesman for the Israel Defense Force said that as far as it was concerned, it would not affect the chain of command. Recapping the headlines, relatives of last night's shooting victim called for action to deal with the spate of gun violence and get the illegal firearms off the streets. The SSA working to erase a garbage collection backlog resulting from last week's work stoppage. As the Unity Workers Union threatens another strike during the T20 Cricket World Cup. And Bridgetown businesses hoping for a pickup in business from the cricket tournament. That's the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. More news at 3:30 this afternoon across Starcom Network stations. I am Ronald Clark. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin 2-246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.